Manitoba's premier took her first voyage to the Flin Flon area last week since getting the job. Heather Stephenson made a day-long appearance in Flin Flon October 14 as part of a whistle-stop-style northern tour, going through Churchill and Thompson before making appearances in Flin Flon. During her time in Flin Flon, Stephenson toured the nurses training program at University College of the North, the mining training area and truck simulator at the Northern Manitoba Mining Academy and a function at the Norva Center, where the premier spoke with arts community leaders. Stephenson visited the area shortly before receiving the Progressive Conservative, PC, party nomination to become premier last year and had not appeared in town as the province's top holder of elected office. "It's not my first time that I've been in Flin Flon and it certainly won't be my last. Every time I'm here, I'm just greeted by some wonderful people," she said during a short scrum with media at the Norva Center October 14. The premier was asked about several local issues, including the closure of Hud Bay and its repercussions for the community, northern healthcare and education. On the subject of support for communities like Flin Flon where a major industry has either left or is leaving town, Stephenson said hearing people's concerns during the short tour was key. "I think part of it is getting here and listening to people in the community and seeing what some of those challenges are, with respect to this kind of transition phase of things," she said. "I do think that there are huge opportunities for Flin Flon and surrounding communities moving forward, but that doesn't necessarily happen today. These things take some time, obviously, with this industry. We're here to help. Again, it's listening and learning and understanding what some of those challenges are and working with you. Resources such as the Manitoba Mineral Development Fund do exist, but that money has mostly been earmarked for mining companies, not for communities. For instance, the city of Flin Flon has received no money from the fund, though Calinex, which operates the Pine Bay deposit east of town, has received $300,000 in funds through the program. In recent years, northern healthcare has taken a hit, with staff shortages in several northern communities leading in service cuts and gaps in care. When asked about these issues, Stephenson pointed to the UCN program as a way to rebuild staffing levels, though the program offers little in the way of short-term relief. "That's one of the biggest challenges within our healthcare system, and it's nothing unique to Manitoba, it's right across the country. It's human resources and a shortage of that, particularly nurses. We just came from touring the nurse training program here, which I believe has 7 graduates already in the program and more to come. That's the way we're going to tackle some of the challenges within healthcare, making sure that we've got the nurses and others that will stay here in Flin Flon," said the premier. "It's exciting that there's a training program here that will really help be able to offer those services to people in Flin Flon and surrounding communities."